Blessed be the darkness, the vast expansion, the all-encompassing, all-surrounding womb of space. Blessed be the light, the penetrating point, the all-focusing, all-aligning core of creation. Blessed be the blade that divides the darkness from the light, thus generating duality, and from duality is all substance formed. The cleansing by water, the purity of salt, combining together, so merged we exalt. By the blade that separates the darkness from the light, the babe from the mother, and the world of the living from the realms beyond, I conjure this circle as a sacred place, shifting the confines of time and space, an island apart and a fortress between yesterday's sorrow and tomorrow's dream. Blessed be the vessel wherein the divided may unite.
The recording date of the podcast is May 7th, 2025. Welcome to the 13th episode of the Covening Podcast. I am your host, Lady Sitara. I apologize to you, my listener, and all of my listeners, for being off the air for more than a month. I was temporarily incapacitated. As you know, I am old, and I don't heal as quickly nor as completely as I did when I was young. I had a non-traumatic back injury that happened as I was recording the original 13th episode, which was all about April Fool's Day and was scheduled to air well in advance. I am reworking that episode, which contains music and poetry, so you will be able to hear the content in a future episode. I've changed venue for today and decided to make this episode about simple spells. As I mentioned, this is the 13th episode of the Covening Podcast. 13 is a very special number for us witchy types. We call it a witch's dozen. For those of you who listened to the last episode and wanted a printout of the Banishing Rite that I wrote and presented, you can find it on the transcripts page of covening.org. About spells. I think of spells as powerful witchy affirmations, preferably in rhyme. As I was taught, to cast the spell every time, let the spell be spake in rhyme. Most spells should be short enough to memorize, so that when you want to bring them into your conscious thought, they are just there. It is perfectly okay to put the spell to rhythm or music, provided you enjoy hearing it that way. When you cast a spell, you are talking to your own deep mind and activating the goddess, god, creator within yourself to create a better reality for yourself and perhaps others if you have their consent. Every witch should have at least a spell for money, a spell for love, and a spell for health. Spells are best if you write them or modify them yourself. In this episode, I will be presenting some of my most powerful simple spells, a spell for studying, a spell for taking a test, a spell for money. In addition, I will describe how ChatGPT can be used to create custom spells. ChatGPT is surprisingly good at writing spells if you provide specific input, and I will explain how to do that. The most common form for a witch's spell is a candle spell. You pick the candle color that corresponds to your working. If you can, and if you want to, you pick the moon phase appropriate to your working. In my system, the waxing moon and full moon are for workings that stay the course, continue and enhance things that are already in the works. and the waning or dark moon is for things that pivot or change course. If you can, and if you want to, you pick the day of the week that corresponds to your working. That is, does your working align with the energies of the Sun, Moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, or Saturn? It is possible that your working aligns with more than one of those. You can also pick the planetary hour that corresponds to your working. I don't need to teach any of you those correspondences because they are available and published in many different sources already. Along with the candles, or sometimes without it, witches might create a talisman or charm for the working. Certain workings are enhanced by symbolic acts, such as planting something, burning or burying something, hanging something up, or washing something. As you think about the spell you want to create, think about its duration. Is this a spell that is cast once and done, like finding a place to live? Does it have a definite due date, such as my spell for doing well on a test, if you have a particular test in mind? Or is it a spell that you want in effect for the rest of your life, such as a spell for health and strength? I wrote a wonderful spell for money and performed it when I thought I should, and it wasn't working. Normally, spells work, I kid you not. When a spell, particularly a good one, isn't working, it is time to figure out why. Yes, I was working at a job and making money, but my meager expenses always seemed to come pretty close to my earnings, and if anything unexpected arose, such as my car needing to be repaired, or my landlord increasing my rent, or my close friend getting married and I needed to buy her a present and get myself something to wear to the wedding and maybe buy a plane ticket? I kept making payments on my credit card, but the balance never seemed to get close to zero. Since I budgeted carefully and didn't live extravagantly, I knew that the issue had to be that enough money wasn't coming in. But why not? Did something deep inside me believe I didn't deserve it? That didn't feel right, not exactly, so I kept whittling away at that thought. Finally, I understood that I associated money with a culture in which I did not belong. Money belonged to the culture of smog and tall buildings, and bustle and business and lies and cutthroats, and I belonged to the culture of trees and clean water and air and seasonal celebrations. Then I knew what I had to do in my spell. I had to design money that had symbols on it that represented my own values. That was back in 1988, I think, so I used Mac Paint and created a picture of paper currency with the goddess riding two lions holding lotuses in her hands. You can find that on the transcripts page of coveting.org. And I also crocheted a purse for myself with magic power of never being empty. Anyway, it finally started working. Of course, that wasn't all I did. I learned new skills and found better employment, but the spell helped propel me into a better tax bracket. It adjusted my mind so I felt like better pay could be normal for me. I know you all want to hear my money spell, so here it is. Money, money, come to me. I attract green currency. Bills and coin expand my purse, and more abound when I disperse. Credit and savings both are mine, investment yields for later time. I sow the seeds of wealth and reap ample funds to spend and keep. So mote it be. Notice how many times I used the word and in that spell. Normally, I don't like to be that repetitive, but in this case, The spell was all about abundance, so "and" was part of the right message. I don't expect that what works for me will be the exact same thing that will work for you. I'm providing spells as samples, as ideas. Spells work on the deep mind, and you know best how your deep mind works, which is why I say that spells work best when you have written them or modified them yourself. Normally, when I first cast a spell, I start with the blessing of darkness and light, including casting the circle and blessing the water and salt. That way, I know I've engaged all the elements. I don't bother with the quarters or watchtowers for simple candle spells if I am not doing any invocations or evocations, not calling forth a fetch, for example. If I repeat the spell for reinforcement, I just do the spell on its own without the blessing of darkness and light, because that part became embedded in the spell the first time I did it. In fact, after you have done a spell once and repeated it for reinforcement maybe a couple of times, you can just mentally put yourself into alpha, imagine you are doing the spell, and mentally, silently, recite a couple of lines from the spell, and it's done. So I might go into my backyard, take off my shoes and socks, sit on a stone or chair, and think, "Money, money, come to me, I attract green currency." And that is enough to reinforce the spell. And just so that you know, this spell has not made me rich. If you want to be rich, write yourself a wealth spell that will do that for you. This spell has done exactly what it says, no more, no less. I can pay my bills, I have a little savings, I even have a small investment, and I don't generally worry about money. I used to worry about money a lot. I still budget, but if an emergency arises, it doesn't set me back for years. Ready for another spell? Here's the spell for doing well on your exams. On the day I take my test, swift, alert, keen, and right, my mind working at its best, I'll show them all I'll shine so bright. No mistake nor hesitation could detract from my summation, and when the resulting grades are served, mine will be what I deserved. For the highest marks I'll be notorious. I passed the test, greatly victorious. So mote it be. I consider this to be a Mars-oriented spell, because Mars is about winning battles. Consult your own deep mind and choose your timing and candle color accordingly. But suppose you really want to learn the material more easily, not just pass the test. What I did was create a potion, a drink, a tea, that I call Study Mix. It is made with herbs that enhance concentration, focus, improve comprehension, and aid in memorization. I brewed a strong pot of this tea before I chanted the spell. Here's the spell. Speed this knowledge to my brain. Let it imprint and remain. I take it in, absorb with ease. I aim to win. I learn to please. And if these things I need to say, my tongue will find them straight away. And if these things I need to write, my hand shall move my pen with might, or on my keyboard find the type. I learn the facts on which I look, on internet and study book. I learn with ease, I learn with speed. I remember it all from the first time I read. So mote it be. I didn't drink the entire brew. I put the remainder in a jar in my fridge, and about 10 to 15 minutes before I would begin my study session, I would drink the tea and recite the spell. Now you have some of my best spells. There are all kinds of rules about writing spells, like being careful to write in positive terms and in present tense, as if what you want is already happening in the present? Conversely, if you are getting rid of something, write the spell as if it is already in your past. Remember, whatever you focus on, you draw to yourself, and the human mind sometimes responds to negative commands as if they were positive ones. Okay, I promised you I would teach you how to write your own spells with the help of ChatGPT. All you need is a free ChatGPT account, and in order to get that, all you need is an email address and internet access. Here's my story. My weight was never a big problem. It was always a small problem, and always a struggle. In other words, I have been overweight for decades, about 40 or 50 pounds overweight. But I carry it well, and it didn't look bad on me. And I absolutely refuse to take pharmaceuticals for it, because drugs and my body are generally not a good combination. Let's just say that my body has some unusual reactions to many medications, and they tend to be on the very bad side. But with my age and my recent back problems, it was time to create a spell for my weight. I'm sure you have all heard that you don't want to lose weight, because then later you might find it. Spells are all about choosing the right language, and apparently GPT already knows most of those rules, and it mostly follows them. Here is what ChatGPT gave me when I issued the command, write a witch's spell, in rhyme, for slimming down. By the moon's soft glow and candle's flame, I call upon the old one's name. Let cravings fade and balance grow. Let inner strength begin to show. With herbs and breath and willow tea, let heaviness now fly from me. As wind wears stone and rivers wind, let excess gently fall behind. No hunger pain, no bitter fright, just healthier steps and clothes that fit right. By thyme, by sage, by lavender's grace, may joy and light now take their place. This spell I cast with heart and will, to walk with ease and soul kept still. So let it be in harmony by earth and sky and whispering tree. Well, not bad, but totally useless for my purposes. It doesn't sound like me at all, and I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing with that thyme, sage, and lavender, or why. If I see witches' spells written like this, I will assume they have been written with AI. There are lines that I like, but they are buried under all that Edwardian flowery language. So I told GPT to try again, and then I got something similar. By candle's glow and moonbeam's light, I call upon the stars tonight. With herbs and will, my path I claim, to shed what's false through fire and flame. Light a white candle and hold a small pouch of rosemary, mint, and bay leaf. Thyme and mint so crisp and clean, bay leaf sharp and evergreen, carry off what weighs me so, let healthy winds begin to blow, body light and spirit true, let my form be born anew, by earth and water, fire and air, I banish cravings, dull despair, through daily steps and mindful meal, my strength grows strong, my wounds shall heal. As moonlight wanes, so shall the sighs, until I shine with clearer eyes. The spell I weave with heart and grace, not rushed by time nor set by pace, let balance rule, not hunger's crown. As my body sheds, so falls the gown. Blow out the candle and bury the herbs in the earth to seal the spell. Well, at least now I know what I'm supposed to be doing with the herbs. But in my mind, I cannot create a connection between burying a pouch of herbs and shedding pounds. Here was my next prompt for ChatGPT. Write a witch's spell in rhyme for slimming down. Incorporate all five senses and all four elements. Skip the flowery language. No candles or herbs. And this is what I got. By breath of air and solid ground, by flame and tide where strength is found, I cast my will, I shape my frame, let body shift and burn the same. I feel the fire inside me grow, heat to melt what must let go. I hear the rhythm of my stride, steps that strip the weight I hide. I see the path both lean and clear, no fog of doubt, no grasp of fear. I taste the salt of sweat and grind, my hunger trained, my goals aligned. I smell the shift of change begun, as earth and air and water run. No need for charms or sacred rite, my will, my force, my inner light. By fourfold might and senses five, I trim, I burn, I move, I thrive. So it is my shape reformed, a steady flame forever warmed. Much better. I actually like this, but I'm still missing some content I want. So I prompted GPT again. Write a witch's spell in rhyme for slimming down. Incorporate all five senses and all four elements. Skip the flowery language. No candles or herbs. Incorporate clothes feeling looser and food cravings disappearing. By will and word I shape my form. Earth, air, fire, water, keep me warm. I see my frame grow lean and tight. My clothes hang loose, this feels right. I hear no call from tempting treat. Craving's silence is my feet. I feel my waist with room to spare. No pinch or squeeze, just open air. My tongue forgets the heavy fare. It longs for clean, light bites of care. The scent of grease now turns me cold. Freshness pulls me in its hold. Earth binds flesh, reshaped anew. Air lifts habits I outgrew. Water flows and flushes clean. Fire burns the old routine. The spell is set, my course is true. Body match the self I knew. Do as I say, as I intend, this working holds until the end. Wow! I can work with that. And that is the point. I was having a hard time starting the project, but once I saw what ChatGPT could do, I saw the way that I could do better and customize it more for myself. And here's what I mean. My diet is exceptionally good, and I have only three weaknesses in it. I needed a spell that would address all three weaknesses. I enjoy my food, and my first weakness is a tendency to overeat. My second weakness is late-night eating that is bad for both my digestion and my weight. My third weakness is cravings, particularly for chocolate. I kept six lines unchanged from what ChatGPT provided. And then I rewrote the rest. So here is my slimming spell. Will and word reshape my form. A trimmer me is now my norm. The scent of chocolate fades away. I crave what I can burn today. Lighter fare delights my taste. Clothes are looser round my waist. Smaller portions satisfy. Strength and vigor amplify. After dinner meal is done, evening's fasting has begun. Earth binds flesh reshaped anew. Air lifts habits I outgrew. Water flows and flushes clean. Fire burns the old routine. The spell is cast and set within. My body bounds to spry and thin. Do as I say, as I intend. This working holds until the end. So mote it be. Yes, do. After casting this spell, once in circle, during the waxing moon, because I am already slimming down, I will program my deep mind that thinking any one of these rhyming couplets will reinforce the entire spell for me. I should mention that not everyone is oriented towards words of power. Some witches draw sigils. Some witches create dances. It occurs to me that a dance would pair nicely with this spell, and maybe I'll add that later. I mentioned that there are at least three spells that every witch should have: a spell for money, a spell for love, and a spell for health. I have given you a spell for money. Feel free to adapt it or write down your own. And now I want to give you an assignment. If you don't already have at least one, write or adapt your own spell for love and another spell for health. But I need to give you a few pointers. First, don't do workings on other people without their consent. If there is someone other than yourself who you would like to do a healing for, make sure you get that person's permission first. Sometimes it helps if the recipient is in a receptive state when you do your healing work. So either coordinate your timing with that person or perform the spell when that person would normally be asleep. If you coordinate your timing, the other person should be either meditating or just comfortably positioned in a relaxed state, perhaps listening to their favorite music with their eyes closed. Second, don't do coercive spells. They will backfire on you. If there is a specific someone you want to attract to yourself, unless this person is already your partner and you have their consent, then an attraction or sex or love spell that targets a specific person is ill-advised. The much better spell involves creating a list of all the qualities you want in your perfect partner, and then creating a spell that will bring a person with those qualities to your attention and into your life. Remember to include qualities like single and/or emotionally available. That list of qualities is a good thing to have anyway, and keep refining it and be specific. Also, you might want to give each of those qualities a value that indicates their importance. Which of them are deal breakers and which are just nice to haves? Once you have a list that works for you, create an attraction spell and reference your list in that spell. Perhaps place the list under your candle. ChatGPT can be helpful for breaking writer's block. And once you have written a few good spells, you can update and modify them as your needs change or as the world changes. It isn't cheating to use new tools or new technology in your magic, but make sure you use it only to the point that it strengthens or enhances your own abilities. Don't become dependent on it, and don't let ChatGPT have the last word. In other words, you make the final decisions and the final rewrite. This has been the 13th episode of the Covening Podcast, probably posting on May 8th, 2025, with your host, Lady Sitara. Topics we covered today were candle spells, simple spells, spellcraft, and how to use ChatGPT to write your own spells. If you are enjoying the Covenant Podcast, and if you have the ability to rate this podcast, please give me a high rating. It will make it easier for podcast listeners to find the Covenant Podcast. I would be happy to receive feedback, suggestions, and enhancement ideas from you. On the web, you can find me at covenant.org. Click on Contact. I am also on Blue Sky at Covenant. And share this podcast with your witchy friends. Thank you so much to those of you who are already doing so. Subscribing is free. The Covenant Podcast is powered by Linux, Chiropractic, and the Compassionate Universe. Thank you all for joining me. I expect to be back with you next week, and either next week or sometime in the near future, I'll be covering some advanced magical techniques. Blessed be. By the blade that cleaves the darkness and light, the babe from the mother, and the world of the living from the realms beyond, I carve a tunnel to the mortal realm. As common persons, we are masked until the circle be recast. Sacred ground remain unseen. Silence rules the worlds between. Till next we answer magic's call and meet together, witches all.